How's everyone doing? January 1, Happy New Year. Stand with me. We're going to start this morning's celebration by singing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. The second verse starts with, Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. Ebenezer was a monument that was erected by Samuel. The account of it is in 1 Samuel. And after this battle that the Lord won for Israel against the Philistines, Samuel built this monument and called it Ebenezer. And it was something to look back on and to remember what the Lord had done. And I think that's fitting for this morning that we would have the celebration today that Leonard and Lindsay could look back on. Not only that they're looking back now and what the Lord has done in their life in the last year plus, but in years to come, looking back to today and remembering this Ebenezer moment that they're rededicating their marriage to the Lord. So let's stand together and sing, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
you for coming and joining them on this joyous occasion. It's a celebration, a remembering, and a profession of a continuing commitment here this morning. There's a new dimension added this time around that I'll get to in a moment as I read our first scripture passage that Leonard and Lindsay wanted me to read from. I'll be reading from John 15, starting in verse 1 through 11. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear fruit more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. That's the added dimension this time around, is the knowing the vine, Jesus Christ at the center, knowing that apart from him, as it says in verse 5, you can do nothing. One of my favorite verses, actually. First time I read that, I thought, really, nothing? I can't even tie my shoes? And in reality is, no, we can't. We may not know that. We may not acknowledge him, that he is the creator of all things, the sustainer of all things. We may not acknowledge it, but it's true. This time around, though, as you renew your vows, honor your commitment to one another, you are acknowledging that. That's why you asked for this passage. Christ is your vine, you are his branches, and in him you will bear fruit. Apart from him, you can do nothing. So this time around, the added dimension is Christ at the center where he belongs. I'm going to start with you, Leonard. Do you, Leonard, continue to take Lindsay to be your lawfully wedded wife according to God's holy ordinance, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and cherish as long as you both shall live? Lindsay, do you, Lindsay, continue to take Leonard to be your lawfully wedded husband according to God's holy ordinance, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and cherish as long as you both shall live? The other added element that's different this time around. Getting to say I do. I want to turn over to Ephesians chapter 3, the other passage that the two of you asked me to read, and just say a couple things to you while everyone else eavesdrops. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Paul, referring to the Ephesian Christians, he says this, he's the I here. He says, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Both of those passages ended with fullness and center around God, specifically Jesus Christ. And this time around, you come here, both of you, in faith. Faith in Christ. He is your anchor, your vine that you are connected to. He is your center of your individual lives and the life that you two have together now as one, as husband and wife. And He is the strength that you both now acknowledge. And I want to remind you of that now and exhort you to continually remember that. It says in verse 16, the prayer for those Christians, which applies to all Christians, and I'm applying to you this morning. Verse 16, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being. You have the power of Christ at work in you through His Spirit by grace through faith. He is your strength. It's not even each other. It's not even your family or anything else you might prop yourself up with in life. It is Christ, who will never leave you nor forsake you. A love so rich, so deep, that you'll spend eternity getting to know. He is your strength, the vine, providing the sustenance, the nourishment, the strength to bear fruit. And your main area for fruit is going to be in your marriage. So your strength for loving one another continually is Christ. It is Him you must always turn to in order to even be there for the other person. And to love the other person and put up with the other person in better and worse and richer or poorer and sickness and health and in the morning and the evening and grumpy days and happy days. Christ, He is the source of your strength through His Spirit. And also notice that He is the focus as well. The strength there is to comprehend, verse 18, with all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. It's Him and His love. The more that you know Him and His love, the more you are then, the end of verse 19, filled with all the fullness of God. And it is then you have a store from which to draw and love the other person, day in and day out, for another 10, 20, 30 years, as the Lord is willing, so long as you both shall live. But again and again, the focus here in John chapter 15, Ephesians 3, is Christ. He is the glue, if you will, but more than that. He doesn't just hold you together, hanging by a thread, but it is in Him that there is fullness. And the knowledge of Him and His love through the presence of His Holy Spirit. And so it's in Him that you have the power, the strength, to have another 10 years better than the past. It can actually get better each day in Christ. He is the source. He is the focus. And in Him, fullness is more than possible. That is why He came. He came and died on the cross, was buried and rose again, that through faith in Him you'd be forgiven your sins and have fullness of life in Him. It'll mean sickness and health. Better or worse, richer or poorer, but the fullness of life no one can take away in Christ. His love is your everything. And in His love, you can love one another like you could hardly even imagine. Because He is a source like no other. As you both know vines pretty well, hence a little bit of the theme here, it's only in the vine that the branch can bear fruit. It's only in Christ. Leonard's going to now read to us from Proverbs 31.
Look at all the smiling faces. Before I start, thank you all for joining us on this momentous occasion for Lindsay and I. got to get through this. Maybe.
I could always step in and read it if it happened.
I think you're going to have to. There you go, Carl.
Ten to the end, right? Proverbs 31, verse 10. An excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. Don't make me cry. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands uphold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Come on back over here, Larry. Now for the vows. Leonard, you'll go first. You'll repeat after me. I, Leonard. Continue to take you. Lindsay. To be my wife. Promising with Christ's strength. To love you. Sacrificially. As Christ loved the church. And to submit to Christ. As I lead our family. I continue to commit myself. To you in faithfulness. And as long as we both shall live. Lindsay, your turn. You'll repeat after me. I, Lindsay. Continue to take you. Leonard. To be my husband. Promising with Christ's strength. To love you sacrificially. Submit to you. And to be your helpmate. I continue to commit myself to you in faithfulness. And that as long as we both shall live. Not for the first time, but once again you may kiss your bride. Continuing, Mr. and Mrs. Leonard Castro. Thank you.
stand with me again, and we're going to sing "To God Be the Glory," and indeed, to God be the glory. He's done such an awesome thing in you two.
Personally,